Firstly, thank you for this incredible website and for taking your time to answer these questions. How would the Rav explain the fact that non-Jews seem to have far less rights in the case of damages than Jews to a liberal-minded person you are being makariv? Anonymous in the UK. I always like to give the following example, and it applies to most things. Give you two examples. It says that we are enjoined to return a lost article to a Jew, but not to a non-Jew. We are allowed to take interest from a non-Jew, but not from a Jew. The example I'd like to give is the following. Imagine somebody sitting and reading his paper, and outside there's a snowstorm. There's a knock at the door. Someone appears at the door. You go and answer the door, and there's a stranger there you never saw before. He's crying, and he says that if he can't raise $400 immediately for his rent, the landlord's going to throw him out in the snow with his family, and he's begging you to help him. You see that he looks sincere, and you've been saving up money for a stereo that you want to buy. You go into your room and take out $100 from your stereo fund and give it to this man, and you tell him, look, I hope that you find three other people that are benevolent as I am and that you are able to get back into your apartment and pay your rent. You close the door, you go back to sitting reading your paper. I would imagine that everybody would consider this person a good person. Then there's another knock at the door. You open the door, and it's your mother standing there in the snow. She's also crying. And she says, son, the landlord told me if I don't come up with $400 immediately, he's going to throw me out in the snow. You go back to your stereo fund, take out another $100, and you say, ma, here's $100. I hope you find three other people that are benevolent like me. You shake her hand, close the door. Obviously, you're not such a good person. What's the difference? You did the exact same thing, but one's to your mother. To your mother, you don't give her $100 and tell her you hope there's three other people be benevolent. Your mother, you give the whole $400. There's a very big difference in what's expected from a person for a close relative and for a stranger. Non-Jews are, at best, are far relatives, distant relatives. Jews are our brothers, sisters, close relatives. A Jew you don't take interest from, even though interest is a normal thing to do. It's not that we're doing something against the non-Jew. We're treating the non-Jew as would be logical. We're just going the extra mile for the Jew because he's your brother or sister. He's your closer relative. Same thing. Not returning a lost article. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. That's what seems to be logical. Somebody lost something, it's not his anymore. But we go the extra mile for your Jewish brother or sister because what you do for a brother or sister is more expected than what you have to do for a stranger. So we do for the non-Jew what would be logical and normal, and what we do for the Jew, it's not discriminating against a non-Jew. It's going that extra mile for somebody who is considered your very close relative as opposed to somebody who's a distant relative.